Hey, it's Sam. Welcome back. Podcast number two today, Monday, December 19th. Getting right into it. We're going into the mailbag, checking out what the listeners and fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast have to say all across social media. Let's take a look, take a look. Oh, got to give a shout out. Matt. Matt Highgate. Can I get a shout out on the next podcast? Love the content, brother. Keep it up. Much love from Sydney, Australia. Matt, there's your shout out, man. Keeping it real from down under. Welcome to the podcast. And great to see you, man. Great to see you on social media. Hey, let's check Real Rose. Real Rose tagged me in her Instagram. Let's see what she has to say. Damn it. I see stars in my future. How about you? Perhaps we shall learn as we pass through this age that the other self is more powerful than the physical self we see when we look into a mirror. I'm usually always putting expectation on others when the truth is I need to make my own expectations on myself. Amen. Constantly learning, hashtag every day is Saturday, at every day is Saturday. This guy is the real deal when it comes to inspiring others and making sacrifices. I should know. Real Rose, that's awesome. Shout out to you. Thank you for the mention on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram, every day is Saturday, on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Facebook, make sure you're a fan of the page, Every Day is Saturday page on Facebook. Rose nails it on the head, man. Expecting, we talked about it on Friday's show, December 16th. The thing, the E word, man. Everybody's got these crazy expectations about what should happen, about what other people should do. Let me tell you something. If you keep having high expectations of others, you're always going to be disappointed. People are always going to disappoint you. Don't put faith in people. People are flawed. It's the flesh, man. You know, the flesh is weak. Just put expectations on yourself and don't kill yourself over that either. You know, here's what you should expect. All right. You should expect to wake up. Okay. Because if you don't, you just might not. All right. So keep expecting that. I believe in having expectations of the good. Expect to work out every day, at least 30 minutes. I don't care if that's just a walk around the neighborhood. Expect to drink a gallon of water. And after you do that, wake up, 30 minutes of exercise and drink a gallon of water. Expect to feel better than you did before you did that, okay? But when you start placing expectations on other people, man, it just is never good. Like I said, people are flawed. They're driven by emotion, it's fear, it's greed, it's all these other crazy things that are going on, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't know any boundaries. Could be somebody from 30 years ago, it could be the pastor at your church, it could be your neighbor, it could be a coworker, it could be somebody at the gym. It doesn't know any boundaries, okay? Here's what you need to understand. You get moving, you take one foot, and you place that baby in front of the other foot, you have now created what? What have we been talking about for the last 2 months on this show? It sounds like snowmentum, okay? Yeah, exactly. It's momentum. You want to create momentum. Anything without momentum, you need momentum when you go to the gym. You need momentum in business. You need momentum in everything. This podcast requires momentum. What do I need to do to create this show? Turn on a microphone and start speaking. Once we get rolling with the show, momentum's been created. I can go to the user-generated content from social media, questions people have, comments they have about the show. We can talk about what's going on in current events. We can talk about business. We can talk about all my failings, which I know a lot of people love. Man, I'll tell you, I posted a photo. I got off the plane in Vegas. The first thing I see in the Vegas airport, literally off the gate, took five steps, and there's a Quiznos. All right? There's a Quiznos franchise right there. Now, you guys know my story. You know I bought one of those bad boys in 2005 and lost $300,000 and went bankrupt, and I was toasted. But it's funny. You guys all know the stories behind the stories. Some of you posted, I mean, a lot of you posted about the broccoli and cheese soup. I had no idea you'd even remember that. And the story, the inside joke with that is, at Quiznos, it wasn't even a big deal if we would take the broccoli and cheese soup that was unused for the day, put it back in the stainless steel container, put saran wrap over the top of it, put it back in the freezer, and then bring it back out the next day. Heat it up, stir it around a little bit, and serve it again. I don't even think that was illegal. I don't think that was against the health code because Jamie, the manager, told me that it wasn't. So I don't know. I guess I don't think it was, though. But So many of you commented on the broccoli and cheese soup. I got to give you a shout out on that for knowing the story. But see, that's the stupid stuff, man. Imagine me wearing a visor with a Q on it, dressed in a Q-man outfit. A lot of you posted that on Facebook as well when I put that photo up there. I mean, just some of the most ridiculous things. And I'm still here. I'm still here to talk about it. I'm still here to laugh about it. I'm still here to learn from all the lessons that was taught about that. So, hey, if I can laugh at myself, you ought to be able to have a couple of chuckles at yourself as well. And quit taking yourself so seriously and stop having expectations. Good Lord, expectations. When I owned that Quiznos, are you kidding me? I thought I was going to be like the sub-guru of Ohio. And within 9 months, I was broke back in a job sitting in a cubicle, and the sub shop was closed. Want to give a shout out. Your Inner Ninja, one of the favorites here at Everyday Saturday. Sam, there is a wine bottle named after you in Oregon. You need to come here and speak. Crowley Wine. You know what's funny about Oregon? Thank you, Your Inner Ninja, social media ninja. Follows us on Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. I'm going to be in the Northwest in February or March. Tony Robbins is speaking at the NAC conference. It's either Portland. I know it's Portland and Seattle. I don't know which one's which, and I don't know whether it's February or whether it's March. I'm ticking off a bucket list item and possibly a big bucket list item. I'm going to be meeting Tony backstage at that event. I don't know if it's going to be in Portland or if it's going to be in Seattle. My goal is to speak with Tony at one of those events, which still might happen. It still could happen. Hasn't been put yet in stone. So I'm not here to jinx it. All I know is a big bucket list of item as mine is the number one, meet Tony, and number two, share the stage with him. And lastly, do what I do with everybody, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Robert Kiyosaki. Whenever I share the stage with these individuals, pull them aside and have just a personal conversation, as long as we can have it, and say, hey, thank you. The difference that you've made in my life is off the hook, and you have no idea. And I know you get this from, and they do. I mean, think about the people I just named. Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Robert Kiyosaki. Shared the stage with all three of them. All three of them I've been able to talk to in the green room at the event and share with them the personal story of how they impacted my life, which was all about listening to their message, just like you're listening to this podcast. You know, hopefully I can do 1% for you and your journey of what they've done for me and my journey, and just shared with them, this is what it's all about the, you know, what they've been able to do for me. Robert Kiyosaki was just crazy. I was like, I was looking at, a super action hero. I remember Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the first real entrepreneurial book that spoke to me. You know, I've read books before that. None of them really spoke to me like that book. Very easy to read. You know, I'm a simple guy. I like things that are kind of written in story form. There's a good lesson there as well. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, how the book was written in story form, you could follow along, you know. A lot of the things I share on this show, the Kohiki crab story about the Kohiki crabs indigenous to the Hawaiian Islands that try to climb out of the can and the other crabs pull them back down and pull them back down. That's your friends. That's your negative know-it-all friends that are going nowhere. The Kohiki crabs pulling you back down. That story is right out of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The Cash Flow Quadrant is an amazing book. It talks about being self-employed versus being an employee versus being a business owner versus being an investor. And it talks about the four quadrants of finances and how you need to work on your business and not in your business. Another book that is good for that as well is The E-Myth, and The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber talks about creating a system and then working on that system. You never want to be working in your business. Hey, can I take a time out real quick? Timeout, station identification. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, as you know, listen to the Everyday Saturday Show. If you haven't taken advantage of our 6-pay option for the Everyday Saturday Academy, please go there now. Just go to EDIS Live, as in Everyday Saturday, EDISLive.com. And there's a 6-pay feature for you to come on and join the Everyday Saturday Academy. You get 2 tickets to my live event that's upcoming in the spring of 2017. You get access to our private Facebook group. Bonuses upon bonuses upon bonuses of audio and, of course, and video. Zach Crawford's training is in there. And, of course, you get the 4-week Every Day is Saturday Academy videos that are just absolutely rock solid. I do a Facebook Live training every week inside our private Facebook group. So go ahead and go to edislive.com. Don't procrastinate, please. It's going to cost you. Just let's get together. Let's get connected. I'll give you a shout out inside the private Facebook group. And let's get going, all right? But when you finally do realize that, hey, what is your bucket list that you can start ticking items off of that? Who do you want to meet? Who do you want to thank? Who do you want to say hi to? Who do you want to share the stage with? What product do you want to create? Is it a blog? Is it a video? Is it an audio? Pretty simple stuff. There's nothing stopping you. You got Amazon. Get on there and buy a microphone. Get on there and buy a camera. Do something that's going to start you with creating momentum. That's all you need. That's all. What do you need to do today? You got to buy something for your business? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I spoke in Vegas and Orlando the past couple weeks, and the same as I've told people for the last 8 years I've been teaching on podcasting, for example, is this. Don't buy expensive equipment. Buy a $25 Logitech headset is all you need. Plug it into your USB port and start recording. By the way, I got emails. Those of you, this is only for podcast listeners. You want to take advantage of the special offer, hit me up. Send me an email. Sam, give me access to your podcast course, and I'll reply back to you. All right. It's funny. I don't get as many of those as I would think I would get from people like you I know want to get your message out there. But maybe you don't think if you actually send me an email, I'm going to respond. Okay. Do it. Try me out. Okay. Get something on your bucket list ticked off before the end of this year or in the spring of 2017. Make it something simple. Look, you want to lose 5 pounds? Put that on there. Mine happens to be meeting Tony Robbins. So I'll be meeting him in the Northwest this spring. It'll either be on stage with him or in the green room. One of the two. But that'll be very cool. Big, big bucket list item of mine. So I hope that inspires you today. Get after it in a big way. Create the bucket list. Don't get crazy with it. Remember, keep the expectations where they need to be. The flesh is weak. Expect to wake up. Expect to drink a gallon of water. Expect to get to the gym and expect to feel better after you do those three things. Expect to look better, feel better, do better, make more money, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.